Hey there, everybody, and welcome to the final Google I.O. 2011 Android Central podcast. I'm Phil Nickinson, editor of the site, and one tired, tired guy. And we have Jerry Hildenbrand here, too.
Howdy, 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 everyone.
Are you as tired as I am, or more so?
I'm probably more so.
You sat through, like, all the nerd sessions today.
Yeah, it was heaven.
So, if you haven't joined us for the other two podcasts, we did one before the event even started, one before the conference. We did one yesterday. Yesterday was like the big Android day. So if you haven't listened to that, go back and listen to that. This one won't be quite as exciting or probably quite as long.
But it'll be twice as nerdy.
Yes, at least. Jeez. All right, so we had day two keynote today. And what was it all about, Jerry?
Chrome. All things Chrome.
It's actually pretty exciting, though.
Yes, it is. It is.
So Chrome was a lot of last year as well, but they did it on day one and kind of bored us up front, and I didn't understand half of it. I understood more today. Basically, well, Chrome is fast as hell now. I mean, it's already pretty fast, but now it's even faster.
Yep, and got a lot of cool stuff getting built into it.
That really cool demo they did with the fish, it was some Microsoft test that they used to run. It was a JavaScript, wasn't it?
I believe it was JavaScript. They had like 12 million.
It was the sprite rendering.
Yeah. You're right, it was Canvas
testing. Yeah. And they're like, hey, you know, we can do 1,000 fish in this test, no problem. 2,000. How about 10,000? Just
and
nothing to
what, 35 frames per second at 10,000 fish in the little fish tank? Amazing.
So, you know, if you need to run fish, Chrome is your browser.
Yeah, if you like the fish, you should use Chrome.
But the other big thing for Chrome was the web store
is
getting bigger and better because of all these new 3D drawing things they can do, basically, and not just 3D, but the speed and the WebGL and everything. And the big thing, the big demo they had was Angry Birds. You can now play Angry Birds in Chrome in a browser. And I think that's something people forget as we're watching these demos. There's some sort of like AutoCAD, I forget the name of it, ClickerCAD or something.
Yeah, I forget the name too.
TickerCAD? I forget, doesn't matter. It was like a 3D modeling program, but they're doing it in a web browser, and you really do forget about that.
And it was smooth and fluid. It was impressive.
What else? I mean, the Angry Birds guy was actually pretty cool.
Yeah, he was excited. So, I mean, look for something big. I mean, it's a special Chrome edition of Angry Birds.
Yes.
So, I mean, it was really cool. It was great to see anybody that excited about his product. And, you know, good luck. I'm happy for him. And I'm definitely going to play Angry Birds on Chrome, aren't you, Phil?
Maybe. I've already seen a couple people say it sucks with a mouse.
But, oh, well, don't believe what other people say. Only believe what we say.
What else? Chromebooks.
Yes.
It's not a netbook. It's not a laptop. It's a Chromebook.
It's the web appliance of the 21st century.
You think? Are you excited?
I think that's what they want it to be. Am I excited? Yes. Because with the offline storage and the new cloud integration with things like Box.net and Google Docs, it looks usable now. Chrome before, you know, I've put it on my netbook. I don't have a native Chromebook, but it was just a little lacking because it was all cloud.
So they're not quite netbooks. They're a little bigger. There's a Samsung one and an Acer one. Samsung is 12 inches. Acer is 11.6 or 11.5. So it's the Chrome OS. It's all cloud-based, but it does have, like, I hate to say a file browser, but it's like a file handler.
Right.
So it acts like you have local storage.
Right.
You can plug in an SD card or a flash drive or whatever.
And that's what they showed in the demo, yeah. Mm-hmm. They actually plugged in a camera as well.
Right.
And pulled the pictures right off the camera, you know, as a USB mass storage. There are no drivers or anything, but they plugged in the camera and it automatically uploaded the pictures to Picasa when they just checked the box.
Yeah, so Chrome OS has basically plugins. So
right.
There's like a Picasa plugin, a Google Docs plugin, Box.net. You would assume at some point there would be a Facebook plugin.
I would hope so.
So you could upload pictures straight to Facebook. It actually looked pretty cool.
If they don't do that, they're going to wish they had.
Yes, so that would be a huge mistake if they didn't. So part of what they're pushing this for is it's faster, it's cheaper, and they're going to rent them out. Essentially.
Yeah.
So you can pay for them up front, like, you're going to pay for the hardware anyway.
Yeah, and it's $4.99 for the big one.
Yeah,
$3.99
for the big one with 3G. So that was the thing.
Yeah.
You can get month-to-month cell service on these. And it's like $20 a month, $30 a month. It's not expensive at all. That's very, very tempting. And then businesses and schools was kind of their other big push for this. So they basically said, per computer or per user, a business spends something like $3,000 a year.
I believe it.
And, you know, that's not like a monthly charge, but that's the IT people, I'm sure, you know, their salaries, the maintenance that goes into, you know, IT policy, security policy, just everything that goes into that. They came up with a number and said, all right, it's $3,000 per user per year. We're going to charge you $20 or whatever it was. What was it, $50?
I think it was $50 for business and $20 for schools.
Right.
And that includes, you know, remote silent updating.
Well, you know, right, and that's going to happen on all the Chromebooks.
Yes.
They're just going to update in the background. So in a big thing they talked about was, you know, your PC slows down over time, and even Macs it happened, right? Macs it
right.
bogged down a little bit. PCs really start to bog down. You know, I clean mine off once a year probably. And this it isn't supposed to happen with the Chromebook. And they will just update themselves automatically in the background every 2 weeks, they say, or every few weeks.
Every release cycle, yeah. And they did not give any real hardware specs. They might be out there on the web. We'll have to look for them. But they said that the hardware will be good enough that the next update, it's going to get better. And the next update, it'll get even better. And it'll continue to just get better for the life of the product.
And if a business or school purchases one of these things, they will get free hardware upgrades.
Sweet.
When it was free, right?
Yeah,
hardware upgrades.
Well, part of the monthly
whenever that's contract, right for the contract. But when the next one comes out in 18 months or 2 years or whatever, they will automatically get a new one. And because all the stuff is in the cloud, you just sign in, you're good to go.
And we didn't get a chance to fondle any of them, but based on the renders, I mean, they have a full size keyboard. Yeah. They look. And they did say that, you know, they got a lot of feedback about the CR48s they sent out and all the stuff people hated about them, and they tried to fix it.
So. It is totally separate from Android.
Right.
This has Absolutely. Nothing to do with Android, except that you're going to be able to hack the hell out of these.
Right.
And they said they're totally open. You're going to be able to do whatever you want to them.
They said something about the hardware vendors may not want us to say this, but they are all able to be jailbroken, all Chrome devices.
I thought it was interesting they used the term jailbreak.
Yeah.
I mean, because that's a totally Apple, right?
Yeah, maybe they were just, you know, looking at their target audience.
I guess.
Everybody knows what jailbreak
means. Well, sure. So that's the Chromebooks.
Well, the Chrome box.
That's right. All right, so it's not just laptops. Think of, and I think they could have, they were talking to nerds, so I understand that. So there's a Chrome box, and think of it like a Chromebook, only, you know, a box. It's almost like an Apple Mini, a Mac Mini.
Sure.
Or, you know, when you buy like one of those little Acer boxes. So you wouldn't probably use it for a computer. The applications they were talking about that were more like, say, an airport with all the giant screens, with all the flights and everything. You know, something like that.
Yep.
A university where they have information boards and things. So that was pretty cool.
But I'll bet you could have some home uses for it, too, if they release a consumer one. You know, I wouldn't be maybe, you know, something for your kids to go to Nickelodeon.com or, you know.
Well, we call that Google TV. See, and that's, you know, you and I have talked to a few people. We talked to Anton Wallman from the Street, who has really, really good thoughts on all this, I think. And that how the Chrome teams and Android teams aren't necessarily at war, but, you know, they are definitely competing. And that's why when you wrote and we talked about, you know, will we see Chrome on Android? No.
And they aren't afraid. The three or four times we've heard that, no, Android browser is not Chrome. Do not be confused. It never will be Chrome. You know, they are recognizing the competition between Chrome and Android.
It's a really interesting ecosystem.
But two great products.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's nothing wrong with that.
So Chrome's getting faster. What else did we do today? So you sat through a whole bunch of sessions. I sat through a couple with you. What was the first one you did that I wasn't with you for, I think?
Matias Duarte.
Yes.
Talked about the new Honeycomb, mostly about the action bar. And
so Matias is kind of the UI guru who Google hired away from Palm.
Yep.
From Palm and HP. He did the WebOS UI. And he sort of kind of worked on Honeycomb a little bit, we think. He got there a little too late to really make it beautiful.
I think he worked behind the scenes a lot more than we think.
Right.
But didn't actually touch the artwork yet.
Right. So we think more is coming. He had another cool shirt on today.
Yes, he did.
When I saw him, he was sitting on the wall next to me.
The Ultimate Power shirt.
Yeah, during the Q&A, and he has, like, cool little flowery shirts and stuff. They're pretty neat. Paisley.
Yep.
So you went to that, and then you and I sat through an Android Market session.
Which a lot of little stuff came out of that.
A lot of little stuff coming, and some of it we already see. In fact, I'm already seeing some of it. I'm sitting here holding the Samsung thing again. And in fact, I already see the featured apps look different now.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. I haven't had time to sit down and look yet.
But the web portal for the Android Market has been tweaked a little bit.
Good. It needs it.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. They'll clean that. Yeah. People are freaking out about this stuff.
It's a work in progress.
I think it was Jason Kincaid from TechCrunch. I went to the press Q&A afterwards. Said basically, you know, Apple's App Store still looks a hell of a lot better.
Well, it's been around a hell of a lot longer.
Yeah, and I'm not convinced that's necessarily true. I think there are aspects of it that are better, but the UIs, you know, I mean, that's a small thing, right?
Sure, it is.
They can fix that. That's UI stuff.
Being able to install an app with the click of a mouse without your phone being connected to anything.
That was a big deal.
Is the important thing.
Right.
They'll tweak.
How it looks, you know, they'll fix that.
Yep.
Editor's badges, so they have, what do they call them, editor's choice badges.
Yep.
They're a little smaller than I like to see. I want to see an actual badge. I want to see something that says...
I don't want to see them at all.
Really?
Really. I don't... I think it's going to bring unnecessary competition like we see in Apple's App Store that, you know, people realize the only way to succeed is to get that editor's choice badge, and we're going to lose a little bit of innovation that way.
That could be.
I mean, I could
like
be
SEO
wrong.
Like SEO for apps?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And that was one of the questions in the Q&A is, well, how do you get this? There wasn't
and
quite...
And what was the answer? Okay. We heard a lot of those kind of answers the past couple of days.
Yeah, and I think that's something... I think that's going to be fluid, right?
Sure.
I know we want answers, and we want them to say, here are the 10 criteria, you know, I'm sure it's more, you know, for something to be, you know, an editor's choice. But you know what? How do we pick apps? When you and I do it, and the other writers from Android Central, how do we pick apps that we like, right?
Yeah.
And I'm not sure I would want to give badges to apps. There are some really cool apps out there that we've never heard of.
Right.
Somebody came up to me last night at the party, and he's like, hey, you know, I know you guys probably get app submissions all the time, but how do I get mine noticed? And we do. We get dozens a day emails, and most of the time I just archive.
Yeah, and way more than we can handle. It's growing that fast.
Yeah. You know, and how do we pick them? Hey, if your screenshots suck, I'm not going to look at it. That's what I do. And honestly, I'll look at the package name after. I was thinking about that today. So if I look at the package name and it doesn't tell me anything, I might well hit archive, which is it's a horrible thing.
So there you go, guys. You got to think of the little stuff like that. Or Phil is going to toss you a little earlier than he should have, and probably everybody else is too.
But how is Google going to do it, right? So, I mean, you have the Kindle app, which obviously should have it. But in that case, so should the Barnes & Noble app, right?
But why should the Kindle app have it more so than Aldico or any other book reader that a lot of people love? That's what I'm worried about, Phil.
Right.
I mean, yeah, you know Amazon's Kindle app is going to get it just because of who it is.
Or do you give it to a developer across the board?
Good question.
I don't know.
You know, there's so many unknowns.
Does every Angry Birds game need an editor's choice or whatever?
Or how can you give it to one without giving it to the other?
Right.
Good question.
It'll be interesting to see. You know, and we don't need concrete, finite answers for that right now.
No, you
still... A lot of the stuff they're announcing, hey, we're going to do this, you know, and we're still figuring out how, but we want to tell you about it. And people want, you know, they want the answers now. No, you're going to tell me how you do it now or it's going to suck and I'm going to say it sucks. And it doesn't work like that. Google doesn't work like that. These announcements don't work like that.
Well, it shouldn't.
Yeah.
Because that takes away room for further innovation if you put something set in stone.
After that, and one question I asked in the Q&A then was about the 15-minute app uninstall refund period. Yeah. So glad I thought of it. And Jason Howell had a good follow-up. So basically, no, they're not going to touch it. And they flat out just said, no, it's 15 minutes. That's what it is. They did clarify that time starts from the minute the download ends. Because one of the other big changes in the market is you're going from a 50-megabyte file that used to be the upward limit, and then you would have like another – so a game like X-Plane.
You download –
And there are other games. So you download the app at first, and then it says, all right, you have to go online and download more data. We really recommend you're on Wi-Fi. So now they've upped it to 4 gigabytes.
I think, yeah.
You can have a 4 gigabyte file that you upload to the Android market, which I just think is ridiculous. I actually would, I think I like it being separate. I don't know why. I'm not sure it matters.
Well, I'm glad I'm not alone because I like it separate.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, I don't want to have to download 4 gigabytes to my system to try a game.
Right. But that said, I mean, it's not like you can't hit cancel. Right. So,
and the way they talked about it, it's another one of those things. They don't have it completely set in stone. It may be broken into other parts, and they're going to host the code for the developers.
Right.
It'll all be, you know, you'll download a small bit through the market, and then when you start the app, we don't know. They didn't give all the particulars.
And I think that it probably is a little better because then the developer isn't responsible. So if, say, the developer servers go down and you download the app anyway, and then you're like, well, why the hell can't I? In fact, this happened with X-Plane for a while. When it got an upgrade, I had to download something separately still, and it wasn't working for like a day.
And people were screaming, I paid $5.
Right, and that gives, you know, that looks bad in the Android market. So I understand that. That said, I don't want to download a 4 gigabyte game.
No,
ever. I mean, that's where I think iTunes works for larger things like that, because you download it on your desktop and then copy it over.
I guess. I don't see any type of mobile app you need 4 gigabytes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's a little ridiculous.
But you know, not everybody's me, so.
What else? We sat through a Google TV.
Yep.
Kind of developer thing. So
more geeky than...
More geeky, but interesting. So we got a sneak peek at Honeycomb on Google TV.
Yep.
I'm slightly more excited about it, maybe. I'll be more excited. I just need to buy a new receiver.
I would have been excited, but I did not get the answer to the last question because either the sound system went out or they decided not to answer. The last question from Google moderator.
Yeah.
Will Google TV play games using the Xbox controller? And we talked about that the other night.
I don't know why it wouldn't. I mean, as long as it has all the APIs to do it, right?
Somebody just wanted clarification that you could play Android games on your TV with third-party controllers.
Yeah, what'd they say?
They didn't. Oh. That's what... Either the sound system either went out while they were switching over, or they just didn't get to that question. And I said,
oh, that's a very good question. And the answer is...
kind of like that.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, Google TV... It's worth looking at now, I think, with the market on it. You know, I'm going to check it out.
It's going to open up, and that session was packed.
Yes.
I think the developers are kind of really itching to get their hands on that stuff, and good on them.
Yep. Well, and the great thing is, and they talked about it, it's going to be easy to build an app that runs on your phone, runs on your tablet, and runs on your television now.
You know what I was really thinking about is Kinect. Microsoft Kinect, because that's already open for all intents and purposes.
Oh, yeah. Well, if there's nobody that provides easy support, the hackers will.
Right.
And I'll
Angry
be
Birds, able, and Angry Birds is coming
with
to
my
the
hands.
Xbox at
yes.
some point. But
you'll be able to wave your hands and throw the Angry Birds, people.
Yeah. What else? Yeah, Honeycomb looks good. A lot of the thing in the Google TV session had to do with UI and how you need to tweak your apps for a larger screen like that, and you know, just things you got to do to it. Like if your app rotates, well, obviously you can't rotate a TV, and we all laugh because we picture somebody trying to rotate their TV. You know, and that's just bad.
They did say that all the remotes from now in the future will come with a D-pad.
Right, right.
So we may think they're kind of ugly looking, but get used to it, guys.
And they're open sourcing the Google TV remote.
Yep.
App.
They've put that on the web.
Which is already out now, so they released it as Apache 2.
Well, and back to before we talked about the Honeycomb action bar elements thing, they open sourced the Google I.O. app for the same.
Right.
It's a great example of using the action bar and fragments on a phone. So if you're into that kind of thing, you can grab both of those apps and make something cool with it. Make a Google I.O. TV app.
Hmm. Well, see, that would be good, so you can watch all the...
Right.
And actually, that would be really... Well, no, they probably wouldn't do that through the web, just because all it is YouTube streams, right?
Yeah,
yeah. You know, they did that with Coachella. you know, you had a main feed, and then you had the three, and
yep.
then you pick. What else? So that was kind of it for me. You sat through some real nerdery...
Yeah, then things got really geeky at the Android Developer Tools session, and... I, you know, if you're any way into it, that kind of stuff, you really need to come to Google I.O. I always thought that, you know, any type of software developer would love to be at Google I.O.
Yeah.
This is my first trip. I've never been more excited as I was sitting in there, and I don't know why. I mean, I don't write Android apps for a living. I just tinker with other things. But seeing the guys that wrote it and the guys that wrote the tool explain it and how excited they are and to show off the changes, and there are big changes coming, guys. Look for much better, and I don't mean the big apps. Angry Birds looks good on Android. Amazon Kindle looks good on Android. But let's face it, some of the smaller apps from smaller developers, they don't look quite as good. And a big reason of it is because of the tools they have to use.
Right.
They just fix that. You know, they brought out a what you see is what you get layout editor. And, you know, it's not final yet, but it's the beta they showed us worked great. I'm sure they'll be releasing it shortly. You know how Google is, shortly. But and it looked wonderful. I mean, it can all your design elements, it can really make an app look nice. And Phil, Android needs that.
Right. Absolutely. Well, in, you know, even the few times that I've played with, you know, and I'm not a coder by any stretch of the imagination, but if you give me a WYSIWYG, and Microsoft has something like that with, I just totally forgot what it's called, but it's basically, it looked to me, I used to use Adobe InDesign, and I could rock InDesign like it's not even funny.
Then you
and
could
it looked
do
to
this.
Me like that. Yeah, exactly.
Then you could design an Android app, and it would be ready for somebody to plug the code in.
Yeah.
Which, you know, that's going to bring a lot more applications, and maybe they won't be the best quality, but the quality apps are going to look so much better.
And you got to start somewhere.
Right. And then the new, they're working on the emulator. We all know how slow the Honeycomb emulator is. And they demoed a little bit of that. And I tried to catch some video. Maybe if the video turned out in the dark room, we'll have something up for you guys. But they don't have anything done that they want to release yet because it's kind of janky with the GL rendering. But they have a workaround, and they showed it. And it's pretty fast. It looks really good. It's a whole lot better than it was before, so we'll be excited to see that.
I convinced a little bit on some IT business security policy stuff. It's important. We're not going to talk about it here because, I mean, speaking of nerdery, it's just,
Well, that's even too nerdy for
yeah,
me.
It's tough, but they're obviously working on it, and that's really important because enterprise is still where the money is made, and that's when you really start selling a lot of devices and picking a market share.
And the important thing is they're working on it. Maybe because you and I don't understand it, we're nobodies. They're working on it, and...
Well, my old job, I used to straddle IT. I mean, my job was to be a journalist and make a newspaper, but I picked up some IT stuff that I had to learn. And so I hung out with them a lot and had to see, like, the exchange policies and how things were implemented. And I know a lot of you guys out there have
then
to
you've
deal
got
with
a handle on that.
I know what it is.
Yeah. So what do you think? The little bit you saw, is it there yet? Is it just...
I have no idea. I just understood what they were talking about. I know nothing about making a call on whether it's good or bad.
Because it's the way it sits right now, Android's just not there yet. The iPhone is barely there. They've had
for enterprise, yeah. You're talking for security and enterprise.
For security and
when we say security, what we really mean is your company having control over the phone, over the security policies.
Because that's Gmail is secure. Gmail is just as secure as anything else.
Right.
You know, if you're signed in, you're secure. But, you know, the policies, remote wipe, all this other crazy stuff they want to do.
Yeah.
You know, so long there was only one. And now there's others.
And that was that. It was a good 2 days. It went by fast.
Yes, it was great.
A lot of excited people. All right, so what is the best thing you saw? Boil it down to one feature. What is the number one thing? Was it ice cream sandwich? Was it 3.1? Was it Angry Birds on a Chromebook?
It was the 20-inch high robot. That
oh my god! These things
by
are awesome,
itself,
right? Yeah.
and doesn't hit people and stuff. I watched it go to the edge of the escalator with delight that it was going to go down the escalator, but it turned around, yep. and that was the highlight of the 2 days.
The crazy dancing Sony Ericsson Android. You know, it's somebody inside the thing, right? But it was crazy and dancing, and it was at the party last night. Change of Dixon was cool to see. My favorite part of the 2 days, and the tech stuff is cool, but my favorite thing, and I hate to sound kind of just all gushy about this, was getting to meet people.
Sure.
You guys out there who read the site, who listen to the podcast, It is so weird being recognized. I will not get used to that, and I don't want to get used to that. And it was just really cool to meet all you guys out there. So,
but yeah, it was cool for somebody to come up and, aren't you guys from Android Central? Yeah, how you doing? And just to talk to you guys. So everybody that said, hey, thanks.
If you'll allow me to name drop for a minute, I was standing with Josh Topolsky, you know, formerly Engadget, last night. And for like 10 minutes, I was neck and neck with him, with a number of people coming up. And then we left, and he had like a line of people waiting.
You should have talked. If you had talked, you would have beat him. Your voice. You have the...
Josh is funny. Josh, we had drinks last night, and he's just a really, really nice guy and hilarious and totally just forthcoming with everybody, so... Sorry, don't mean to name drop, but no, I mean, people here are just great. All the other, you know, all the other journalists, and a lot of these people I already knew.
And you introduced me to some great people.
Like who? Who'd you meet?
And see, now you're putting me on the
spot. You don't have to name names.
Okay, good.
No, this was Jerry's first time coming to this.
I'm starstruck, not necessarily from people, but from the whole...
You could spend a whole day just like hanging out and talking to people. Yep. And it really is a lot of fun. So all you developers out there and people who just came to see the show, and I mean, it's worth it. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of work. It's work for us to do, but that's what makes it worth it. When we get to meet you guys and you tell us how much you appreciate it, and it makes all the screaming I do, all the slave driving, you know, probably makes Jerry feel a little better about it.
I don't mind.
So with that, San Francisco, we're out. We'll see you back soon. What do we have coming up? We've got the Samsung thing coming up in a couple weeks. I have no idea what's going on there yet. New phones, new tablets. I don't know. I mean, we've got the new tablet here, so I don't know. We got that. We got stuff coming up this fall. I'm sure we'll have other stuff this summer. You know how it goes.
Yep.
So from San Francisco, I'm Phil Nickinson, Jerry Hildenbrand. Say goodnight.
Later on, people.
See you guys.